Russia and the president were not the only subjects that made news today. Senators again questioned former Director Comey about his handling of the investigation into Hillary Clinton's email and what pushed him to take the unusual step to discuss it publicly last summer, which you all have brought up. Here again, Committee Chair Senator Richard Burr.
Let me go back, if I can, very briefly, to the decision to publicly go out with your results on the email. Was your decision influenced by the Attorney General's tarmac meeting with the former President Bill Clinton?
Yes, in a ultimately conclusive way. That was the thing that capped it for me, that I had to do something separately to protect the credibility of the investigation, which meant both the FBI and the Justice Department.
Were there other things that contributed to that that you can describe in an open session?
There were other things that contributed to that. One significant item I can't. I know the committee's been briefed on. There's been some public accounts of it, which are nonsense, but I understand the committee's been briefed on the classified facts. Probably the only other consideration that I guess I can talk about in an open setting is that at one point the Attorney General had directed me not to call it an investigation, but instead to call it a matter, which confused me and concerned me. But that was one of the bricks in the load that led me to conclude I have to step away from the department if we're to close this case credibly.
So, Carrie Cordero, this is the one part of today's hearing that looks back at the Clinton email story, which, of course, went on for months and months. How do we read what Director Comey is saying here about the former Attorney General, Loretta Lynch?
So I think the former director has taken a really bad rap on this July decision to go public with his finding. In my view, the Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, put him in an extraordinarily difficult position. She did not officially recuse from the decision, which she could have done after the tarmac meeting, nor did she say, I'm going to make the decision and I own it. And because she did neither of those things, either said she was going to make the prosecutorial decision and own that decision, or officially recuse and say Sally Yates is in charge, she left this sort of middle ground where she just said, well, I'm going to accept the decision of the prosecutors. And therefore, I think that what the former director was saying is he felt then that that would have tainted any future decision.
I think some people, George Terwilliger, some people who are close to the former attorney general are saying that this came up more innocuously, that it wasn't an order, stop using the term investigation, call it a matter. Be that as it may, Comey is left out there being very critical of the former attorney general.
Yeah, I'm sort of troubled by this aspect of that exchange and what we heard today. I can understand the point that Kerry makes that Comey felt like the decision-making process at the Justice Department appeared corrupted because of the tarmac visit and so forth. But there's other remedies to that. And to point to a discussion with the Attorney General, I mean, I sat in the Attorney General's office. I was the acting Attorney General. I'm sure I had discussions with subordinate officials about whether to call something a matter or an investigation. And I'm not saying this wasn't significant, but it seems to me it kind of got blown out of proportion if that's the justification for the July proceeding.
John Carlin, how do you see this?
I'm going to move to where Kerry started, which is, we know the Russians are going to attack us again. They tried to undermine confidence in the integrity of our election. It was reaffirmed today. It's been reaffirmed by every national security official, and they're going to do it as early as 2018. Right now, when you think about the decisions last summer about the Clinton investigation, about the Russian investigation, it is extraordinarily difficult for the political appointees to make decisions calling out investigations, particularly when they have to do with right. The interference in an election. And what I worry about going into 2018 is we're in far worse shape right now in having a credible official who can call out Russian meddling in our election. And so I think we should think seriously about which career, nonpartisan career officials can we give the task of calling out if the Russians attack our electoral system again in 2018.
In about 20 seconds, Greg Craig, you get to weigh in here. Final word.
Well, on the Comey press conference in July, I do have views on that. I think he violated guidelines and practices in the Justice Department, and he went beyond that and commented on her conduct, and it was unacceptable, and it was a mistake, terrible mistake.
Well, that one I don't think we're going to resolve as we sit here this evening. But thank you all for being here. Greg Craig, Carrie Cordero, John Carl, and George Terwilliger. Thank you all very much.